human fucking hell. Nation in the name is nation by the talk. Only the Hasidim followed up. The Misnagdim, not only the Saravna, but I mean all the Misnagdim don't follow it up, because many poskim are chilek on that. Noyagim shalo lishmatzas mitzvah be'erev Pesach ad achach sheishos shuzman akovas kov Pesach uvidalet shachalies b'shabes loshim be'erev Shabes ha'sheishos. The Torah mentions it in the name of the Avezri. And it's a minhag. Of course it's not a din. The Avezri doesn't consider it as a din either. A minhag. But the minhag is nismach on the pasuk. The Zavachta Pesach HaDishem Alekecho Shivas Yom, the Torah says, hey, Shivas Yom in Techol Matzis. So there is a hekesh between Zvichas HaPesach and Achilas Matzis. Now, Zvichas HaPesach is Yerav Priz Yachach HaChatzos. So, Afiyas HaMatzes, not Achilas HaMatzes, but Afiyas HaMatzes should also be Yerav Priz Yachach HaChatzos. I mean, it Roshe. Of course, the Abiezer only means it as a smach. But it's very strange. I mean, Rishenim cannot make the Roshes, their own Roshes. He only means it as an asmach. But even as an asmachte, as a basis for a minhag, it's very strange. So all the achreinim, the poskim, achelikam, including the Gor. And on the contrary, the minhag, the Mishabura points out, all the achreinim mentioned, that the minhag of Rav Yisrael is dafke not to beit erev Pesach v'chatzos. There is a kpeide, not to be Erev Pesach HaChatzos, because there is a Shittes HaRishenim. We don't paskin like that. Shchonot don't paskin, but there is a Shittes HaRishenim that Erev Pesach HaChatzos has all the chumras of Pesach, that it asas v'masho. And who today is in the Madrid, in the Zman of the Rishenim, they were. So they baked even on Pesach itself, they were on the Madrid to be Zoya of any mash of chametz, but we are not in that madrega, we are not in that level to be zoyer or be mash of chametz. No matter how much we are machmir, we are not in that madrega. It's impossible to be in that madrega today. Some male and there is Shiris HaRishenim that Erev Pesach Lachar Chatzos, so has all the chumras and mash asas. So because of that, there is a kpeide by the Misnagdim. I'm not saying anything against that meaning of Hasidim at all. It's in accordance with the Psak of the Shkanov. But the Kepede is by the Misnagdim not to beit Erev Pesach v'Chatzos. But the Hasidim follow up this din Shkanov. Noyagim shalo lishmatzas mitzvah be'erev Pesach ad achash sheishos shuzman hakovas korban Pesach uvidalet shechaliyas b'shabes loshim be'erev Shabes ha'rashi shoyis. That's one of the rayas of all the poskim, that there is no such droshe. I mean, the iskash afiyas matzes le'akrovas ha'pesach. If there had been such a droshe, so then it would be dicha Shabes, because when Shabes is erev Pesach, so akrovas ha'pesach is dicha Shabes, chas v'sholem, that afiyas matzes of Dirch HaShabbos. So of course, I mean, that goes without saying. I mean, the Abiezri who mentions that Troshe, that's an asmachte for the minig. So, but the Goyim is chilek on that. I mean, and the minag Goyim, the Mishabura mentions, that the minag Reb Yisrael is not to be nizer in the country, except for the Hasidim. So there is a kpeide not to beit Erev Pesach HaChatzos. Simen Tofnin Tes. Mikein v'seida lishas hamatzis. In Roshin b'mkein ha-shemesh. So, in other words, there is a shiur meal. So, up to a shiur meal, so it cannot be machmitz. that's ordinary temperature. But if it's warm, let's say, where the sun is, so then it can be machmit even in less than a shiomir. So Mela, because of that, lechatchila, we are not allowed to make the lishe where there is the sun. In Russian, it's in Hashemesh. Uviyin amunan, in cloudy day, so that's a Gemara in Yimei. So it's Kuli Shimshi. In cloudy day, so there is the sun. Kuli Shimshi. So uviyin amunan, also tachas kol adra ha'otia. In a cloudy day, you're not allowed to be lost outdoors. משום דישום דיי מדי דקוי השימש ועל כל חוך נאגו לזוי המילול איש נגד החלי הפסוח. So because of that, so there is a minage to not to be lush, to make a mix near the window, because the sun shines in through the window. אפילו אין שם שמש שמה יהיה מיונן בלב הרי וכן יש לי זויה מלהילי חמצייס ליתנו תחס או צ'יה מגולה אודוס וכן המים ליקמח ולא יזכרת לא לשיץ על התנו וכן התנו we're not allowed to make a mix ממש near the oven because the heat comes out from the oven. Lo yamicho yiso beloy eisek v'afil regeach. Even though the oven doesn't become chometz unless the yiso, the door stayed idle for the 18 minutes or 22 and a half minutes according to the chesed of the meal, the Gemara says shiur meal. But lechatchila we should not allow the doors to stay idle even for 1 minute. V'chol zman shemisaskim bei afilu kol hayemin emachmitz. When do we say that the dough starts fermenting after it had been idle for shiur meal? Only if there was no activation. But suppose you activate the dough, so even kol hayemin, if a person will keep on mixing, kneading the dough kol hayemin without a stop, so then it does not become chometz. That's a mechanical preventive against fermentation, the activation of the dough. V'minichi b'le'esek, but suppose the dough was left idle, shiur meal, have a chometz. Now, what is the shiur meal? So that depends upon the Cheshbenes in Gemara and Psochim. In Gemara and Psochim. So there's a Machlekes Rashen. According to Rashi, not that Rashi spells it out, but according to Rashi, Rashi and Psochim, so a dalad milim is 90 minutes. 4 milim is 90 minutes. Some male, one meal is 22 and a half minutes. According to Rambam in Pirush HaMishneh, in Broches, says the Amud HaShachar is dalad milim kedem esachamo, done is 4 milim prior to sunrise. So he says, Shor b'chayme shor. That's 72 minutes. So 4 milim is 72 minutes. So 1 meal is 80 minutes. Now how does the Mechada Paskin here? So he says, v'shir meal, have a revi shor, a quarter of an hour, that's 50 minutes. V'chilek me'esrim yashor, and 1/20th of 60 minutes, that's 3 minutes. 15 plus 3 is 18. So the Mechaber paskins that the shiur meal is 18 minutes. Yesh lehachmir limayah, but according to many Rishonim, it's 22 and the hefminess on that. So naturally, gabi chometz, we have to be machmir. That should, under no circumstances, I mean, can it be left, I mean, and even the Ebet, it's also. So, the chel yesh lahachmir limaya, the inyan asiyas hamatzis, ki yesh locheis, shashiyas, yitztarfu, lishiyo mir, because there is a possibility, that's a topic, that even if the Shia meal is not one continuous period, but suppose first it is left idle for 10 minutes, then the person starts to activate the dough, and then again it is left idle for another 5 minutes, and then again a person starts activating the dough, and then again it is left idle, for another 3 minutes. So there is a suffix whether Shias is Mistarfes or the Shia is not Mistarf. So Kidesh Locho Shah Shias is Starfu with Shia Mir. Oisha Yer Bimokim Shemimaya Lehachm. Beacha Shemisasik Bibotzik Vinishanim Biodayim in Yanechu Beleisek Miyadiach. In other words, you have to be especially careful. Because when is it, when does it require Nuchalatoches Shia meal before the fermentation process can begin? Only if the dough has not been warmed up by the use of the human hands. But after the dough has been warmed up by the use of the human hands, so then it can be machmitz even within less than 10 shiomir. From that point of view, so machine matzeh is better than hand matzeh, because in machine matzeh, so the dough is not warmed up by human hands. The achash and isasik vibotzim and ishamim v'yadayim im yanechu v'leisek miyad yachmitz. So you have to be very careful that after the mixing, it should not be left idle. In other words, as soon as the mixer is finished mixing and kneading and growing the yisei, so it is immediately put in the oven, because it's already warmed up. The mischilu b'shtei yiseis ki'achot, suppose two mixers start at the same time to mix and to knead, and then bechmitzo achas, so be yodua shechmitzo gam hashnia. So no probability that the other one also started to ferment. Vafilu imein rein bo simone chimutz. You know, the simone chimutz, in other words, first is, let's say, when tzichsifu ponov, when the dough, the surface of the dough is blanching, I mean, it becomes white, and then and more of the chimutz, when you have kane chagobim, lines are being formed, like the horns of locusts and on the surface of the dough. So if in one dough, two doughs, that the mixer started to mix at the same time, and in dough number one, we see already the simonim of chimutz, some mele we assume that the other dough, even though it doesn't show the simonim, that this, the other dough also started to fall in. V'im echmitzo at sheyesh bo sdokim, v'afilu that the alliance, like the horns of hagovim, of locusts, afilu nisarva sdokim zebzeh, even they didn't intertwine and cross each other, the lines. So, el echo de lecheino, even if the lines that are formed on the surface of the dough are parallel to each other, they don't cross each other. Have a chometz gomo. Ve'ech v'chai kod, it's a machlekes in the Mishnah between Rav Meir and Rav Yudah, the Rabbonon and Rav Yudah, and we paskin like the Rabbonon. Rabbonon, the Tifkane, that if there is Karnel Chagodim, so then it's Chometz Gomor, not just Chometz Nukshe. When it is a Chometz Nukshe, and there is no Kores, there is no Malkes, and according to many Rishonim, only Osam the Rabbanon, and according to some Rishonim, Osam the Raisei. So the, when is a Chometz Nukshe, only when Sechsif Uponah, in other words, it became, Sechsif Uponah became very white, but if they have we have Kane Chagovim, so then V'imachmitza atche yeish bazdokim v'afil v'nshar v'azdokim zeh v'zeh alecho de lechina v'echo de lechina v'chomitz gomo v'eich lichayif kores v'im main b'serek, but suppose there are no lines form elu yichsifu פירש נשתנה מרוסי ללבן, פונוב, יחסיפו פונוב, כי אודם שום דו שרי סוף, הויך ליפוטה, דם יצאו מחומץ נוקש. אין, איזה מחלק שקשה ממוי, איזה ניסה דרייסי, און לניסה, דרבו. ואם המצו עשויו ביורי של ריטובו לדחימוץ, יזמותה לשוברו ולארזה לעשי סוף, כדי זה סוג של שואי עסק, יבטל החימות, מי הוא? מי הוא טייב לזוהי הלך התחילה? אם הוא אישו שהיא לא שו, שהיא מקטפס במים, suppose a woman mixes, makes a mix, and then, so she has some pieces of dough sticking to her fingers, so she wants to wash off the dough. So she puts her fingers, her hands, from time to time in cold water to wash off the dough. Loitikati feisom bimayim shemitzanenes behem yodel. So she should not wash them off in the water that she cools off her hands. Mitnei sheim nischamenim umachmitzim esoiso. אלוהי לו כלי אחי המולימיים שתקטב בי ומי הוא ביוברו ולויצוננו יודעו עזמות אם לא שאח הזמן יש החומץ suppose he makes the lishe after ערב פסח after יש החומץ אלו המים שור המים שריך עצים בערי בו לא ישפחים אלו במוקים מדרון because in the water in which she washes off the hands on which there are pieces of dough, you know, sticking, so those pieces of dough in the water are chometz, and they stay here merely in the water, they are soaked, those pieces of dough in the water, so they ferment, so it becomes chometz, and some mele, the bailim will be either bal yehoye bal yemotze. If he makes the mix, there is a shittes of Rishonim, it's a machle, that is either Baliroi or a Pesach. But whether it is either Baliroi or a Pesach or not, but there is a Nisar of Tashbisu, certainly or a Pesach. Lachachatzos. Lo somemele, lo yishpichayim ala bimokim madren, chidei shalo yiskapfu bimokim echod diach. והכלים שמסכנים בו המצייס והסכנים שחיתכם ביועיסו in other words, all the kelim, the utensils and the sakin that are used in the iso so they have a bien of chometz on them יגערון תומית בשעס עשייק in other words, so you should scrape them off שלא ידבק במבוצק ולאחר עשייה ידיחם וינהג ומהיתי פישות rinse them out and dry them with sakin them palm chains deserve if maybe mashaneagim ligaron just to scrape them off is not enough gf shall not case an 80 in other words if you just scrape off you can do a good job how did you hear va machne ligaron va hakin yadich so then you clean it out completely ob yontep muta wasisi al den yehudi the main yehudi yakirem tzeinon או יתנן לתנו שיהיה אופי הבוצק שעליהם I mean the Ramoy is talking of the days when they baked matzah on Pesach itself. V'arevi she'ef 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 הרי שאף שלא שדבר בשיחי מוטה להדיח וכן כל כדייס לזה וכן יש לזוי בערי ודתבו עם מוי שלושם בו עם מוי שמייג למיקס that there shouldn't be any cavities because if there is a cavity so some dog gets stuck in the cavity and then it's hard to take it out שלא יהיו לשם גומו או יסדק קרק שלא יוכל נקרי אחר לישו ותחמס והקינק שחזר ולוש בי מסער ביבוצק ולא ייתן העריבו על קר או כסס צמע בשעס הלישה שמסחם עם העריבו אבל שאי השורת עוברו ולושו תחס השמש הפס מטר אם דור לך תחיל יונת הלאו to make the lishe under the sun outdoors but the other because it doesn't become real חומץ just in one moment לך תחיל לכתחילה הוא not allowed to do it but the evet is muta אם הייסו רקו suppose the dough is very soft very very soft לא יסי בו and he wants it should become more kosher so לא יסי בו כמח so he shouldn't add any flour So why? Because if he's meisik kemach, so then the additional flour that he puts in is not mixed very well with the rest of the dough that had already been mixed. It's not integrated well with the rest of the dough. So some of the additional flour might remain in a state of flour. And then, even after the matzah is baked out, there will still be particles of flour on top of the matzah. Then when he puts in the matzah in water, so it will become his hamitz. Like this, there is a halacha that ho'ofu v'hakolu is in a machnitz. So the Gros says, that's why it is muter. You know, there are some chassidim are very makpid, not to eat shoyer. Why are the makpid not to eat shoyer the chassidim? They have a reason. You know, because sometimes a piece of matzah is not very well baked. It happens. Some male then you put the matzah in soup, let's say in water, so it's not well baked. So it will be machmitz. So the Gros says, no, you don't have to be chashish. Because ho'ofu v'akolu is not machmitz. So ofu means baked. What does kolu mean? So it means, kolu means that if the matzah was in the oven, as long as it's not chutin shochin, it cannot be machmitz, even though it's not well baked, and you'll say it's raw. So if it's chutin shochin, then it's botzik mamesh. But that doesn't happen. I mean, it should be chutin shochin. And if it does happen, so you see it when you take a look at it. So you see it's chutin shochin. So you don't use it. So if you don't notice it when you look at it, so it's certainly not chutin shochin when you break it. So if it's not chutin shochin, so then it's already kolu, so it cannot become chometz. That's true for the niso, so that was in the oven. And as long as it's not chutin shochin, it can be machmitz. But flour, even if it had been in the oven, and it is kolu, but if it's not well parched, so then it can be machmitz. So that's why he said, imo yisav akol yisi bo kemach. Because the additional kemach might not be integrated with the rest of the dough, so the flour will remain after it's taken out from the oven. And since it's still flour and it was not well parched, so then it can be machmitz when you put it in water. ויאלחיק המצס מהקמח, כי הקמח הנידוק בהם בו החתים בתפשיר ומסחנות.
סימן טוב סמך אין לושין מסת מצווה ולא איפי נעיסו על די אין יהודי ולא על די חרש שייטה ביקוד. That means, even if a godly Yisrael and Himmel Gabor and the supervisor and make sure that it's nishmal nichimut, but if the mixer, the baker, is a goy, or even a Jew, but one who has no kavanah echarashet of the cotton, so then it's not kosher lematzas mitzvah, because shmartem es hamatzah is, so from that we use the aloha that we have to be mishama the matzahs, mechimut. Now, on that being, there is a machlekes the same. The Rosh and the Tur, they ask that a nochri cannot be the mixer or the baker of the masses, even if a Yisrael is in it or gabo, because it's not lishmo. However, Abhai Goen says in Yitshuve that if a nochri mixes the dough and the bakes and the Yisrael is in it or gabo, stands and supervises and is mishamer et mechimut, so then it is all right. But the Mechaba Paskins like the Roshit. Now, the Tas says that even according to the Rosh and the Tur, that a Nochri cannot mix the dough and cannot bake the matzahs with the Yisrael Emid Al Gabor, that's only the Gabe, the mixing and the baking. But the previous processes like the Trine and the Ktsire, that even though this also according to many Rishonim has to be Mishuma Mechimut, Lishem Atzis Mitzvah, Mishas Ktsire, but that can be done only Nochri if Yisrael is in Yal Gabor. And the Prichodosh and the Bach is Chilek. The Bach holds that according to the Rosh Shite, that the mixing and the baking cannot be done al dinochi with the Yisrael Emid al Gabor, so then the same thing is true of the Tchine and the Ktsire according to the Shite Sarashenim, that it requires Shimon Mishas Ktsire, so even the Ktsire cannot be done al dinochi with the Yisrael Emid al Gabor. Horosh hoyo mishtadeo b'matzas mitzve b'inigal asiyoso umizare isoiskin b'hem umsayea b'arichoson v'chein roo l'chorodom la'aseis li'itape hu b'atzme di mitzve. Horosh achaz manisea, if somebody makes a mix erev Pesach after a iser of chometz, Yemea bishas lishe kol pirurim sheyiplu bishas lishe v'ariche v'chein botzi kanidbat b'keilim hanu mivatleisom kidi shemimtso shemivatlon kidim chemutzom, because after it is chomez he is not in a position to be mivatel because it's also banoye. So mele, if it's also banoye, it's not a real bali and he cannot be mivatel, but he can be mivatel when he starts, before he starts the lishe, and he can say that all the perurim, the crumbs that will fall out from the dough during the kneading and the rolling and also the pieces of dough, the moment they become stuck to the
to the Defne Akelim and in the cracks of the Kelim, so they should be Botel Mivutel Ki Apra Dea. כל שמה שאיסים נסריץ. So, what he does will become כדי שלגיטבח, in order it shouldn't rise, וכי מה שמנקפין המצס מותר. What he pierces the מצס, the door, so that is מותר, because his kavone is not to make fancy designs. His kavone is to prevent rising of the dough. So mele, there is no gzeira, lest he'll spend too much time as a result of making the designs, and sometimes maybe he'll spend sheer mil. So mele, it's muta. In other words, even this, so it's proper to do it quickly. That one should bake the matzis very thin. He shouldn't make it thick. Because if the matzis is thin, so then it doesn't ferment as readily as a thick piece of dough. In Eisim be Pesach Passover Tefach. In other words, that one, what is the shear of the thickness in a matzah? That it should be less than Tefach. Because if it is Tefach thick, like a roll, so then it's Mimaya Lachmit. Now, Jews throughout the world never make thick matzahs. The only Jews who are accustomed to make thick matzahs are the Yemenite Jews, so I hear. I mean, what is their heter, I don't know. But they are the only Jews in the world who are accustomed to bake thick matzahs. Eli Hokeil, Bameshe Echmira Akadmeinim, Shaloi Lasis, Fandish or Fladunish. What is Fandish or Fladunish? That means a dough of matzah that is filled up with bosor or gdino and so on. So then we shouldn't do it. Why? Because during the baking, so some moisture comes out from the cheese, from the meat, and that retards the afia, the baking. So as a result of filling up the matzahs with the meat or pieces of meat or pieces of cheese, so the matzah doesn't come out baked very well. I mean, this is the reason. Let's say if you see, I mean hummus, but it's the same principle. So let's say onion rolls are not as well baked as regular rolls. Why? Because they are filled up with something. So that retards the maximum baking. Some may say, on Pesach we shouldn't do it. That's one reason. The other reason is because we are not allowed to mix water with meperes. Water with meperes. Now, here, he doesn't mix the water with meperes, but he just fills up the dough with meat and cheese. But in view of the fact that the meat will be squeezed out and some moisture will be exuded from the meat, from the cheese, so the juice that will be exuded in the course of the baking from the meat, in the course of the mixing, the kneading, the baking from the meat pieces and the cheese will have a din of meperes, and so meperes have a din like mixing flour in water and meperes. So there are two reasons as to why we are not allowed to do it. Anything baked in shleimim be matze sheti offer man, for the same reasons. In other words, to put in eggs in the matze dough. So again, to the same two reasons. First of all, to retard the baking, and the matze will not be baked very well. Secondly, juice, moisture will be exuded from the eggs. So then it will be like mixing and kneading in a mixture of water and the pears. All right, now, tomorrow we'll start Hilchas Megillah until Purim.